property, but when we bought it, we surely had an understanding that it was going to be a community of single residences. And that was, what, about 7 or 8 years ago. It was single residence. That's what we bought. These folks, I understand that they're sold something different from what we bought. We bought single-family residence all around, and if I'm 80 years old now, what am I... my neighborhood's changing before it even got built. I don't like the idea of people who buy a piece of land and want to put 6 bedrooms in it, and then 7 bedrooms next to that. You can see that the intention of the new builders coming in is very different from what it was when we bought the property. And if you can see that, the Pinnacles is different from Fieldstone. Maybe they're on the same Branson Creek property, but this is just a group of, a small group of residences. And if you change it from private residences to 6-7 family hotels, you're making a real change that that we certainly, as the owners, as the people in place already, we didn't expect that it was going to come to 8-bedroom houses. That's where our plea is, and I hope you will understand that to us is a real change. Thank you.
Thank you. Any others opposed? Does the applicant want to come back up and make any comments, or?
Yes.
Okay.
What was that? If you want to say something, I'll bet you would. You'd like to say something.
Sir, if you can come to the front and address the
I just don't commission. Agree with the petty remarks. I'm here respectfully, and I would hope that everybody else would do the same. So the code, just to address a couple of the points, I mean, I know you guys don't want to hear this back and forth all night, but the code of the streets, regardless of whether they are nightly rentals or regular houses, if the codes aren't built to code, I don't see what that changes, aside from the fact that we have to have sufficient off-street parking. So we have to have parking enough for every one of our short-term tenants on our property, not on the street. The streets not being to code is regardless. It's notwithstanding. One of the people said that the people will come in here and maybe sit around and do nothing. The reason they come to this destination, to Branson, is for the attractions in town. People don't come to hotels to sit in hotels all day. They come to the destination. People will pick a destination prior to a lodge because they like what the town has over what the individual lodge has. She said, I don't know if someone will build on these. I can tell you, they won't. They haven't. It's been since 2011 when we had the biggest housing boom and crash since the Great Depression. In Springfield and Nixa, every single lot that was built in development in 2008 is now filled in. People even built on the least desirable lots, and we now, in the town of Nix alone, have 9 new developments being pushed through because we're out of lots. But the fact remains, nobody's built on these. Nobody. And even talking to Scott Bailey, which is the representative of the owner, they have had no interest because it's stagnant. Currently, there are 9 out of 43 lots developed in the Pinnacle. 9 out of 43. You cannot choose and you cannot dictate what goes on the rest of those simply because you don't want it. Someone made a keen remark about, well, $60,000 is a lot of money. Buy the lots if you want to dictate the future. They're for sale. You have that opportunity. If you want to control your surrounding, buy it. If not, you can't sit there and say exactly what you want to happen. There's another a comment about illegally renting. And last month I was here and you guys shut down a permit for a nightly rental because that person was illegally renting. I get that. That's why we're here. We're not doing anything illegal. We're here from the beginning to take every precautionary and respectful step possible so that we do it right. Lastly, there was talk about calling all these a hotel. These are not hotels. These are nightly rentals. There's a reason that people want to stay in a nightly rental over hotels because it's more family friendly. You can actually fit your whole family inside of the house. And what they're saying is 7 couples or 7 families. That's not true. Typically, it'd be 1, maybe 2 families, which allows them to vacation a little bit more economically. And as we all know, Branson is a family-friendly destination. I don't understand the nomenclature of calling it a hotel or the fact that seven couples or seven families would be inside of the house. So that being said, just wanted to clear that up a little bit and say thank you guys so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So that will be the end of the public hearing section. We're now moving on to old and new business. And under old business, we have Scott Hodges. Would you want to come address the Planning Commission?
I am here over a puppy mill that has been put in next to my property sometime in mid to late February of this year without any permit. I have put up with dogs barking 24/7. I've been woke up in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning, and when I called the police department, they didn't want to come out because they had already wrote her a peace disturbance ticket. The next morning on her Facebook, she puts that SOB neighbor of mine called the police again on a peace disturbance, and I was woke up at 3:30 this morning by a deputy. Well, I understand that they are getting ready to give her a certificate of compliance. And I want you to know that, thank God, my commissioner was at my home today and got to hear them dogs still barking. My brother is in town from out of state deer hunting. He got woke up one day last week in the middle of the night by these dogs. And his bedroom's closer to him than mine was when I was woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I cannot believe that this board will let this go through and allow her to have these dogs that bark. You can't set your clock to them. They're dogs. But there was a recording made today, and these dogs are still barking. I still hear them in my house. And when I sit out on my front deck, sometimes I can't hardly hear my radio because the dogs are barking so loud. And if I've already had to file a lawsuit and spend thousands of dollars against this woman. And I have already been asked to kick in more money because now she wants to fight this situation. Well, my attorney said he would name Taney County Planning and Zoning in the lawsuit if I wanted. I suggested I did not do it. But when I just got a letter the other day asking for almost another $1,000, if this certificate is approved, I will be naming it, and I'll go ahead and start throwing my money at it. But I cannot believe this has even went as far as it has. When they're to the west of me. You know how it smelt this summer? Where's the wind come out of? The west. Yeah, I get to sit on my deck and smell dog crap. I get to listen to these dogs or get woke up or hear them while I'm watching TV in my own home. I just hope that this situation will be taken care of right now tonight, because I have health problems. You know, I was in a chemical exposure. I don't need to get worked up over this stuff. And I am sitting here looking at a board that decided they were going to give her a special use permit. Her 60 days are up, and you know what? The dogs debarked. If you really looked on the internet, debarking, if a dog develops scar tissue from this surgery, they will actually be louder than they were originally. Now, how is that going to help my situation when I have a dog kennel with 17 to 25 females she's breeding within 100 foot of my property line. And if you want, my brother can come up and testify. He woke up one morning, and he came up to deer hunt from Phoenix. But he got woke up before deer season. If it had been deer season, he probably wouldn't have minded, because I look out and see the light on at 3 in the morning and think, what are you getting up so early for? But I just want you all to know, I have had enough of this. And I already do have a lawsuit filed. But when I was asked for more money, I'm on a fixed income. You know, I'm on disability. And I cannot handle keep doing this for this board to go ahead and give her a certificate of compliance when, I'll be honest with you, it was just proven today, compliance is not there. And I want to say one thing to the board member, Mr. Kramer. You asked more questions the last meeting I was at than the whole board had asked in the two meetings with the whole board combined. You had interest in it, because I bet none of you would want this next to your property. And I have went through enough, and I don't need my health conditions getting any worse, and you allowing something that is totally not acceptable. I bought 12 and a half acres, and she thinks her 3 acres is a farm. It's crazy.
Okay, Mr. Hodges, you asked to be heard, so this is a little out of the ordinary.
I understand.
We've given you that opportunity, and we'll work with Scott and the compliance side based on what you brought before our attention.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
Would you like to hear from any other witnesses that heard?
No, I think you've done a good job with that.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and I hope you just consider how I feel on being a property owner in Phoenix.
Yes. Yes, sir. Definitely.
Thank you very much.
The other item that we have is new business planning commission bylaws. Scott?
Yep. You guys have the ability at any meeting to change bylaws by 2/3 vote of the membership when there's a quorum. And there's a quorum, but the vote would require 6 members. It's 2/3 of the 9. So you can't even pass it tonight if we're in unanimous. But you can see what they are, and you can talk about it if you want. And then at the next meeting, if we have 6 that could vote, if you so desire, we can take a vote.
I think,
and this is not like public hearing. These are just things that you guys decide. If you want somebody else to speak, that's up to you. But the red is what was in the planning commission bylaws.
Do we want to wait until we have enough members to vote to review it?
To even talk about it?
To even talk about it?
I don't think it does us any good to talk about it now.
Nope. And a little unfair for the ones not in attendance that we just wait till we have.
That'd be fine with me. We just put it on the next one.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with anything that's really pressing at this point.
No. And I was my suggestion would be not even start this until January, because our calendar's already out for this year. It'd be something we'd start next year.
Okay.
With January.
Do we need a motion or anything for that? Or
nope. No? Only if you guys get ready to approve or change whatever changes you'd make. Only if you were going to approve the bylaws.
And we can't do that anyway.
No, you can't do that. Even if you're unanimous, it'd only be 5 votes and it takes 6.
All right.
I could vote twice.
There you go.
Let's try to help out.
Do we want to talk about once a month meetings, or is that something?
Well, that's what's on this. Yeah, this is the change.
Within that?
That's the bylaw.
So I guess we hold off.
Wait until everybody's here.
Okay.
I want to say you did a really good job controlling the meeting.
Thank you.
Could have got out of control.
Okay. With that, can I entertain a motion?
Motion
to adjourn?
You want to do it?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.